just sit there. Call in now and voice your opinion. 781-837-4900.
Three, two, one. Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And we want to remind you again, hey, if there's something that you want to share with us here, hashtag Monday Night Talk on Twitter. And don't forget to go to the Facebook page. We're shifting gears here, and we have a couple of great guests this half hour. Right now, we are speaking with Mike McKenna, and Mike is with Comprehensive Benefit Administrators. Yep. Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks.
Welcome to 95.9 WATD. Tell us a little bit about yourself, at least for a moment.
Sure. I'm a local resident. I live in Norwell, Mass. I'm married, three kids. My company is based in Norwell, right here on the South Shore. And I've been involved in employee benefits for over, I think, 21 years now.
Talk to us about Comprehensive Benefit Administrators. Well, what exactly is that?
Sure. Comprehensive Benefit Administrators is the new identity of my company. Locally, many people know us as Partners Benefit Group. Mm. That's our insurance agency. But Comprehensive Benefit Administrators is a company that's focused. It's actually made up of three companies that is focused to really help employers figure out the three-legged stool, so to speak, of a successful benefits management.
And that's a big thing these days, is it not? Especially with that healthcare component, that's big.
Sure, a lot of what we do is a result of one of the biggest pieces of legislation that we've had ever in this country, and that is the ACA or Obamacare.
Correct. I have to ask, now you had mentioned Partners Benefit Group. What are the other companies that are also kind of rolled into this?
Sure. So Partners Benefit Group is our insurance agency. We provide group insurance brokerage for over 500 Massachusetts-based employers, many of whom are here on the South Shore. But we also own a third-party claims administration company because so many employers have high deductible health plans. My claims administration company helps those employees with the cost of those high deductibles, and we work with employers. That company is called Reimbursement Specialists, and or RSI, and we have contracts with all of the local major health insurance companies to do some pretty good stuff for the employees of the companies that we serve.
I have to ask you this: is with the rollout of Obamacare, what are some of the frequently asked questions that you're hearing, that you're dealing with, that maybe a prospective business or somebody who is an employee might ask you?
Sure. I think the number one question is, does this involve a lot of compliance responsibilities? And the answer is yes. And yes. And the third company that we have is Compliance Source. And that is geared towards those employers that need to navigate the onerous challenges of a huge piece of regulation like Obamacare. So what Compliance Source does, it provides a roadmap to what we call becoming a compliance-ready organization. And the demands on employers, both small and large, by the way, are becoming fairly difficult for most employers to manage. And then, of course, there is the question of cost. What does it do to my health insurance costs? What is this piece of legislation? Where are we going from a cost trajectory standpoint in healthcare? And depending on how large of an employer you are, that answer can vary.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's probably the scariest question. That's the one thing that is a lot of folks' minds is, how will this reflect when it comes to the bottom line? Talk to me about some of the things that you would conceive the strengths of your company.
The strengths of our company is to be able to make a very complex environment for an employer to be able to navigate the complexities of healthcare. It's a very complex, very frustrating environment for employers. So what Comprehensive Benefit Administrators can do for employers is actually figure that stuff out, because, look, in a business owner, a human resource professional, they have a lot to do in their daily agenda. What we do is we figure all of the complex things relative to employee benefits management out for them, hand it to them, and say it's okay.
Right.
We're going to help you with this. We're going to help you navigate this, and do a lot of the work for them, or at least make it in a way where the employer understands exactly what they need to do and what they with how they need to react to. Particularly the new landscape of over-regulation.
I have to ask you, I'm kind of looking through some of your stuff, and I like whoever laid out your stuff to kind of give a comprehensive view of a comprehensive benefit administrators.
Sure.
One of them is that I saw, it caught my eyes, the ABCs of CBA.
Right.
And what, for folks who don't know, what exactly is that?
Well, the ABCs of CBA, it's just a play on words, but it is the core strength of our business. Mm-hmm. In order for an employer to have a successful benefits management strategy, which they need now, and it's interesting, in the old day, even 10 years ago, the role of an insurance broker was to find the best deal, show it to the employer, and provide some service support. The new reality is the industry has moved away from the generalist insurance agent and has required us to become specialists in three distinct areas. And this is where the ABCs come from. A, for administration, because most employers have high deductible medical plans, is there a way where we can help the employee with the administration of their high deductible plans so they don't see as much exposure there? Where can we provide tools to reduce their cost, and can we make it a user-friendly proposition for the employee? That is the administration piece of that. We do that very well. The other thing is the role of the benefits broker, and that's the B here, the benefits agency, the brokerage agency, is that still doesn't go away. The reality is the average employer now has 10 times more options than they did even a few years ago. Mm. You have to be a benefit specialist in order to navigate that. So the role of the insurance agent, the role of the benefits broker in particular, has become a vital piece to figuring out what is best for an employer's benefit solution going forward, because there are just so many of them. And lastly, and that is the C of our business, and that's compliance. With Department of Labor audits up, and if anybody has seen the basic audit letter from the Department of Labor, It's intimidating. What we do is, under the compliance piece, we build compliance-ready organizations. So when they work with us, we also give them a report card of how they're doing from a compliance standpoint, give them corrective actions, and give them the roadmap to become what we call a compliance-ready organization.
We're speaking with Mike McKenna. He is with Comprehensive Benefit Administrators. One note on my behalf before I give you a chance to kind of touch on anything that we might have overlooked here. Some places that you approach to seek information like this usually have a salesman approach first. I'm impressed with some of the stuff that I was able to go over and realize that you guys like being educators first before
Yes.
you try to give us an idea of our spending habits or some of the things that we might want to invest in. Talk to me about that for a moment.
Right. Our culture at our company is we always say we are educators first. I mean, think about the complexity of my business, where we're handling the three basic components of benefits management, and they're each leg of the stool, so to speak, is an enormous task for any one human resource manager. So if we're talking about compliance, benefits options, and claims administration, that is a lot. So we have a culture at our company to be educators first. We provide an enormous amount of education for our clients. If I could give you some examples.
Please do.
Yeah, please. So, for example, every other Friday we do free webinars on topics related to compliance, benefits administration, and other complexities relative to the employee benefits market. We bring top experts in. Those are all archived on our website, where the human resource professional, the business owner, can listen to them at their leisure.
Goodness.
And we also do quarterly seminars around the state, and we bring top speakers in. Sometimes those speakers might belong to us, one of our people, or one of our strategic partners, but all experts in their area. We also provide, we have a few local companies that subscribe to this, our urgent updates. Whenever there's a critical piece of legislation that is due, a responsibility from an employer, for example, a local filing, we send out urgent updates so that employer gets just-in-time information that they need in order to respond appropriately. And we're also creating visual educational tools for employees and employers, just because it's a better way to educate complex ideas visually, work very, very well. So we're investigating all sorts of other educational tools like that to do a great job for our clients.
Mike, I definitely want to thank you for being here. Anything that we have not touched upon that you want to make sure that you get the word out, and if you would, also give folks contact information, whether it's a website or a phone number,
sure,
if they want to find out more for themselves after they've actually heard you here live on air.
Well, I think I would probably wrap this up by saying employers have fairly enormous compliance responsibilities. Mm-hmm. We can help with that. The other piece to that is everybody's concerned about cost. And the reality is, under Obamacare, the industry are saying there are some winners and there's some losers in the employer market. An employer needs to find out where they sit, whether their rates are going to go up dramatically, because some will, and some will actually, in some markets, will actually be reduced. The other piece to that is the number of options that an employer has relative to their insurance options are fairly substantial now. We have things like partially self-funded plans, private exchanges, public exchanges, group benefit captives. And if an employer doesn't know what those terms mean at this point, they should educate themselves on that, because that will be the future of healthcare options in the state.
Okay. And we did again that the website is?
www.cbacompanies.com, or you can call us toll-free at 877-993-5600, and they can call me directly at extension 207.
He is Mr. Mike McKenna. Make sure you check out Comprehensive Benefit Administrator. Sir, I thank you very much for joining us this evening, and I'm sure we're going to hear from you somewhere down the road.
Thank you. A real pleasure. Thank you.
You got it.